Ah, we're back. It's the WIP afternoon show. Back together again with a winner, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, what up, brother?
Brother Spike?
Yes.
We are doing awesome today. Jackie Baseball, I got Jackie Sprinter behind the glass. Look at him over there.
Easy win.
Jesse Owens.
Yep. Light work.
Got no idea who Jesse Owens is.
1932?
It's close enough, whatever. Yeah, yes, almost. No problem.
Yep.
Holla at your boy.
Yeah, I mean, listen, no one cares when I win.
No, we
just
care.
Just another day.
We care.
We know, we care.
We care. We care. It's a big deal.
We needed your win after last night's game.
Yes, that's the big thing.
Yeah.
Imagine 13-3 and then that loss on top of it would have been a tough 24 hours for the show.
So we will recap the race that Jack won convincingly today. An embarrassing performance, I think, for Joe DeCamera at 2:30. We have a big show today. Elliot is at the breaking news desk as final cuts are in by 4 p.m. today. Nick Sirianni and Howie Roseman will speak at 4:15. We will have that for you as well. So any breaking Eagles news, we will have. Thank you, Elliot, for joining us today.
Happy to be here. There's already 20 cuts, I think, so about 20 more to go.
Okay.
Damn. Damn.
So we start with last night's embarrassment. I actually want to start with the radio station, because I think today has been an indictment on the entire radio station, WIP.
Mm-hmm. Is PD Spike's talking?
Well, no, like host Spike. So you know I don't listen to the radio station that often. It's not because I don't like my teammates. It's because I want to keep my own sort of ideas in my head. I don't want my ideas taunted. I think of them when I wake up, blah, 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 blah. But I decided to tune in today.
Tainted.
And yeah, I don't want to get tainted. Yeah. I decided to tune in today, and I want to paint a picture for you. Paint a picture for you. Ike, paint a picture for you listening at home. Mm-hmm. I want you to pretend it's the biggest game of the Eagles season. It's Monday Night Football against the Dallas Cowboys. And Jalen Hurts comes out with his shoes in silver and blue, his wristbands in silver and blue, his headband in silver and blue, and he tells all of us, it's my rivalry pack. And then he walks out there on Monday Night Football against the Cowboys, throws three interceptions, and they lose 44-6. What would be the only topic on WIP today? What the hell was Jalen Hurts doing? Now I want you to imagine the Sixers are in first place. I can't believe it. Sixers are in first place, and they're playing the Boston Celtics on Christmas. And Joel Embiid comes out onto the floor with green elbow pads and green knee pads for against the Celtics and shoots 6 of 25, and the Sixers lose 120-89 on Christmas. What would be our topic the next day? The topic would be, what the hell, sorry, I even knocked my headphones out. What the hell is that guy doing? Last night, this thing I just described about Jalen Hurts and Joel Embiid, which, by the way, neither guy would ever, 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 ever do. We had last night with Bryce Harper, the leader of the Phillies, the guy that saved the organization, the guy who we were talking about a year ago putting on the Mount Rushmore of Phillies in the first game of the biggest series of the year against the New York Mets, the team that embarrassed us at Citi Field in the playoffs last year. Bryce Harper comes in wearing Mets sneakers and Mets batting gloves and Mets pads and tells everybody, oh, it's my rivalry pack against the Mets, who, by the way, own you. They own us on their field. And then, man, you do that, you better back it up. Right? You bet. You show up to Citi Field shoving their colors in their face. You better back it up. He was an embarrassment last night. He strikes out twice. The first one is probably the biggest at bat of the game. Guy on first, it's 3-0. He had guys on first and second, whiffs on a Kodai Senga 93 mile an hour fastball in the middle of the plate. Strikes out again looking, and then that ridiculous rundown play with Juan Soto where he screwed up. Unfortunately, Bryson Stott gets the error on it. What kind of leader does that in the biggest game of the year? a guy that we talk about wants us to consider him one of the best players in baseball. He should be eviscerated for his performance last night. He is a good player. I appreciate that he's here, but that's not acceptable. And we would not accept it from any other great athlete in Philadelphia. The Mets have owned us. And I want to know, what does Bryce Harper care about? Does Bryce Harper care about winning a World Series? Because when the best player and leader on your team is doing stuff like that, that's how you get Kyle Schwarber catching an opening pitch in Cincinnati. That's how you get Alec Bohm crying about microphones in center field. There's no leadership on the team. It's a bunch of guys that get along with each other. That's not what a leader does. And, like, we should all be embarrassed. Overall, it was an embarrassing performance from the Phillies. Everybody defensively, pitching, everything. But like, if we are going to win a World Series, the best player has to show up at the best time. And he didn't do it. He didn't do it. And not only didn't he do it, but he shoved it in all of our faces that he's not there to be the best player. He's there to be the most famous player. I don't want the most famous player. I want the best player. I want the guy who is singularly focused on beating the freaking Mets last night. And that's not what he was focused on. That's not. And what a loser performance. Like, honestly, on the field, to go in doing that with that performance, I am embarrassed. As a Phillies fan, I'm embarrassed. As a guy who cheers for Bryce Harper and that team, I'm embarrassed. Like, this is a... Last thing, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, Cook.
This is a big series. Like, I don't care that they were 7 games up on the Mets. I don't care. Teams blow 7-game leads. The Mets blew a 7-game lead to the Phillies in 07. It happened. And, like, even bigger than that, even if we hold on the division and we play the Mets, we need to slay this dragon. Yeah. We cannot be, the Mets can't be our daddies. We can't be scared of Citi Field. And the team is a reflection of their leader, of their best player. We've seen it. We do it as we compliment Jalen Hurts. We do it as we insult Joel Embiid. And if they are a reflection of their best player did not come to play last night. And it was like an unacceptable night last night for Bryce Harper for me.
Whew.
Sorry.
Wait, now, you said a lot there. You said a lot. And listen, I think there are a lot of people out there, maybe not as amped as you are about this, but certainly are irritated by this and or annoyed
yeah,
by it.
I know it's one game, but like, they're all one game.
Yeah.
Every game's one game.
So here's what I look at. I look at two different things that happened last night. I think that's more annoying after a loss.
Sure. 100%.
So if they win that game, I don't think anybody even cares that Bryce Harper
it's 2:30
has the colors on. We've seen AI where come to the podium with Bill Russell gear on, Celtic gear on, right?
Like of course.
A Celtic hat. So I get it. I get that part of how annoyed anyone could be by that last night, because it almost seems like you're more concerned with marketing and promoting this and that and the other than you are with actually winning this series. I don't necessarily believe that to be true, but I'm saying the perception is certainly there.
Yes.
For any fan who feels that. But what you're really feeling, Spike, on top of that, is the performance in a game like last night when we talked all day about how important this series was and what needed to happen going into this series. I don't like the fact that we laid an egg in that game last night. You were okay for 3 innings. You were up 3-0. Listen, I'm not about to kill Christopher Sanchez. It wasn't his best night last night. Quite frankly, they should have had a couple more runs on the board even when it was 3-0.
100%.
Could have very easily been 5 or 6.
It could have
scored there.
Game could have been over.
Yeah.
The game could have been over in the what was it, top of the fourth?
Mm-hmm.
When Harper struck out with, we had the, by the way, 3 horrible at-bats. The Trey Turner at-bat, the Kyle Schwarber at-bat, and then the Bryce at-bat in that situation were all terrible at-bats from the best players.
Like, hey, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I want to give you time a little, woosah a little bit.
Yeah. All right.
I'm more concerned about this mental block we have up there at Citi Field. They face this team.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Mets seemingly feel comfortable when we come up there to play. They certainly feel confident. And I'm wondering now, do the Phillies almost come into these games waiting for something to go wrong in these games?
Of course. I mean, they have to be. It has to be in their
head.
They
still got
now.
Six more games. Now, only two more up there. We got four game series here.
Yeah. And then, as Jack said.
What is it, eight straight up there? Eight or nine?
They've lost eight straight up there.
Eight straight up there.
Including the postseason.
4-22 or something in their last.
They are 6-21.
In their last 27.
Since like 22.
Yeah. And by the way, like what happened with last year, remember, we had home field advantage last year. But we lost one of two.
We lost the first at home.
We lost the first game, and then we didn't get out of Citi Field.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Sorry.
Nah, you're good.
I love everyone.
You're good, man. This is. Where you at, Fritzy? Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back.
Yeah, right between the eyes with this.
Yeah, yeah.
After the heroic performance earlier.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean, it wasn't like there's New York Mets on the stuff.
Dude.
It was annoying.
What if Jalen did it?
Well, I'd be saying, hey, that's QB1.
Anyway.
Well, he certainly would have no reason to wear blue shoes.
I think he's also done
the silver shoes before, but not silver and blue.
Guys like me remember him wearing an Astros hat during the World Series in 2022. But regardless.
He did.
Regardless.
I remember that. He's from Houston.
I know. It was annoying.
Was he actually pulling?
Who was he rooting for? I didn't see him at one World Series game. Want to point that out? I'm just kidding. Everyone took a deep breath.
Yeah, you keep
listening. I'm just joking.
Yeah.
Can't believe he's 19th. Anyway. But like, the Bryce thing was annoying. Actually, what annoyed me more than anything was the rundown. Just throw the ball.
Throw the ball.
And that completely derailed the entire inning. I didn't like how Sanchez responded to it. I didn't like that I actually thought all around it was a horrible night. Sanchez blew up in a big spot, which is annoying and concerning heading into the postseason. Harper completely laid down. The team laid down. Boehm crying about the thing in center field. Thompson leaving Sanchez out for one inning too long for no reason when he clearly didn't have it. And Ike brought up, and the main thing that hit me today is really just about, like, why are you so afraid to play at Citi Field? Because they look afraid to play at Citi Field. And it's just like, if you either have championship medal or you don't have championship medal. And a game like that last night makes everyone feel like, oh, bleep, they're not that different. Like, they're mostly the same. And that's what was so annoying and disheartening about last night, as it's 13-3, is they went up there and got pantsed yet again and might have awoken the Mets.
Yeah, absolutely it could have. I mean, you saw the Mets celebrating. Like, the Mets looked like they were having a good time at our expense. And this is why I bring it. Everyone failed, but it was an embarrassing performance by a number of people. But we cannot, and I'm sorry I'm going to bring it back to Bryce, we cannot give him credit every time the team goes on a run that this guy brought the team back to relevance and they're good because he's there and all of these things. And then when they fail, just say it's everybody. No! Like, that's not how it works here. Of course it's everybody. Like, he can't pitch. He can't field for Trey. Mm-hmm. He can't field for Alec Boehm. He can't throw for Jordan Romano. I get it. I understand. But, like, you have to understand, like, the imbalance of credit he gets. We are still talking about a home run from 3 years ago. From 3 years ago against, like...
Bellum at the bank was awesome.
It was awesome.
Hold on. We talk about the step over.
Yes, but what do I bring up all the time? They lost the series.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just saying, Bryce, they need a leader right now. Like, in a situation like this, where clearly the team is spooked by the other team and the place, they need a leader. They need somebody to step up and say, we've got this. And that's not what he exuded last night. It's obviously not just about the shoes and the pads and all those things, but it is about those things and then showing up and playing the way that he played. The strikeout against Senga was pathetic. The rundown was pathetic. That, like, the entire performance of the team was pathetic, but you can't say that they go as he goes, and then when they fail and he looked bad, not blame him too. And that's what I said yesterday. They needed a great series out of Bryce Harper. Win this, bury the team, show you're for real. And the first game out of the three games, they not only didn't get a great game out of him, they got a very bad game out of him. It's like, how many times do we see, Bryce Harper 1-for-4, Bryce Harper 1-for-4, Bryce Harper 1-for-4. Like, have a game, man.
He extended his hitting streak to nine games.
It was a big hit.
I'm just saying.
215-592-9494.
A little heavy-handed over there. We let a lot of it go.
I know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you're right. Listen.
Do you think you should wear it tonight?
I got no qualms.
He better not wear it ever again.
What if he's trying to do the J-Roll team to beat thing and like trying to put the target on his back and saying like...
But then he has to show up and be great.
It's a hard game.
Yeah. It's a hard game.
215-592-9494. Dave in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Spike?
Yeah.
You said exactly what I was screaming in my living room last night. You know what? I haven't been this mad since Scott Rowland, okay? Wow. Yeah, I'm done with this. I've argued for this guy since he's got here, okay? Yeah, he had some great, early on was great. I'm tired of this stuff. You got to be freaking, my 12-year-old grandson got ripped for botching a rundown like that.
On this station?
Are you kidding me? I yelled 3 times, throw the ball, throw the ball, throw the ball. What it was, and then Stott gets the error?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't know what Stott is supposed to do in that. He's trying to get his glove down as quickly as he can, which is why he dropped the ball, because he realized he didn't have time. I mean, people say a lot that the fundamentals in baseball, they say Little League team knows how to do it. That is one of those things. There is a specific way that you execute a rundown, and it's not that way. You force him back to first. You don't try. You throw it to Stott. Stott pushes him back. Like,
well, it's also Soto. Like, know the base runner.
Right, right.
Stott can't chase him down.
Right,
just
right.
Throw the ball. Throw the ball.
Yeah.
No, the worst outcome of that play is he's back at the base he started from. Okay.
Yes.
That's just baseball 101.
Yep.
Okay. And the shoot. Oh, that started my rivalry. Are you kidding me? I almost threw up in my mouth. Are you kidding me? I'm done with this guy. I'm done with him.
Done with him?
You know what? They better not pay him another dime.
Well, luckily, he's getting 6 more years of $30 million a year, so we don't have to...
I can't do nothing about anything.
Yes,
I can't do nothing
absolutely.
About anything.
Absolutely,
you know, the fans are an afterthought now. For him to do that is the most insulting thing. Maybe in my, and I'm 65, maybe in my fan career, that was the most insulting.
He didn't wear Mets gear.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
He specifically said he was trying to get riled up.
He got him riled up.
There's no way you can support that.
I don't really support it.
Okay.
I don't. I'm annoyed by it. Okay. But also, it's not like he was up there like with the LGM under his.
He basically was.
He was trying to
talk
about market himself. Yeah.
The very idea that it's rivalry gear lets you know that it's Mets colors. Yeah, it's for the Mets.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
But it's not like he's rooting for the Mets.
Dude, well, of course not. We know that.
I'm sorry.
It's not about him rooting for the Mets.
Insane.
He's not trying to lose the game for his Mets.
Again, insane. No, I don't think he's trying to lose.
No.
But again, just paint the picture in your mind. Jalen Hurts says, it's my rivalry pack, as he goes into a game against the Dallas Cowboys wearing silver and blue and throws 3 interceptions. Think about Joel Embiid saying, oh, it's my rivalry pack, wearing green against the Boston Celtics on Christmas and shooting 6 for 25. Like,
yeah.
Can I tell you, those guys may never recover from a moment like that. Those two guys, Jalen and Joel, without winning a championship afterwards, may never recover from...
That is the type of stuff that sticks with you, especially when you don't win.
Yeah, like, think about Ricky Waters. You say one,
right.
Ricky Waters is a great player. You ask people to say one thing about Ricky Waters, they say, for who, for what?
Yep.
Every single person.
It sticks with you.
Every
yeah.
single person. Donovan.
And Ricky's a great guy,
the air
too.
Guitar.
Donovan, air guitar and throwing up in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, but air guitar.
Allegedly.
But just whittling down these, Donovan, this great career.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and as far, I'm not done with him. I want him to wake up. Like, I just want him, he's like always in this zombie trance. Yeah. And I've been saying this for weeks. I want the Nationals, Bryce.
I know. Mm. He might have been trying that by wearing the Mets gear last night.
Wow.
I'm just saying, like, Utley, and not to, you know, Utley and Rollins would not have let that happen last night.
They would not have.
Like, that's...
How would they have stopped it?
Just by being there.
Say no.
Being better.
It's just.
What do you mean? The best player on the team somehow is going to listen to?
No, it's not about the Mets packet. Like how they played last night. Right. Like the, in the heyday with those teams. Like those teams had a different level of gumption.
Yes.
And I think that last night was really annoying from the standpoint of, like, we don't in this city, we don't take it well when it feels like we lay down to one of our rivals.
Yeah,
of course.
And
not.
It feels like right now they're just laying down to the Mets.
And it's one of the things we've been saying about this team. It's good they get along.
Right.
It's good that they're good character guys. But there is no central figure on the team that everyone follows.
Right.
It's not how it works. There is no culture setter. It's not a bad culture, but it's not a culture of accountability.
Mm.
In general, it is not.
Like in the Eagles locker room.
100% like in the Eagles locker room.
We got one player who says it's his job to hold people accountable and have uncomfortable conversations.
Yes, that's what Sirianni
said. That's a star player on the team, and A.J. Brown.
Yes.
He said that multiple times, that's what he's going to do and that's what he does.
Well, and the final thing.
And by the way, it gets results.
And one of the things that Sirianni told us when we were talking to him last week about setting the culture is the last thing he said, the most important thing is that he live up to everything that he's preaching.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the coach has to do, but it's what any leader has to do. And that is why, like, the team, if Bryce is the guy and he lays an egg and the most important thing to him is branding, why would anyone else in that locker, in that clubhouse, feel any sort of way about laying down like they did last night? All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will discuss. We did get one win today. It was a huge win.
Yeah.
And it sets up Fritz versus DeCamera, the final chapter, basketball. So we will talk about Jack's win coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.